Welcome, this is Jiten Patel, here, here. You know, years ago, it's funny when the spiritual life takes over. Just a past reminder from yesteryears or karma life beforehand. Welcome to the show, this is Jiten Patel, here, here. Yes, Roots Maneuver in the back. You know, and I only record these messages, these voice notes, these recordings, these episodes, that's essentially what they are, when I'm feeling motivated, inspired enough. So, check it. Yes, so years ago. So it's always interesting when spirituality takes over your life. From all the things that you were into before, namely music, and then all of a sudden that just eradicating and dissolving and just like not being there anymore in your forefront. Of course, yeah, I'm talking about my personal life here, right now. Years ago, I let you into a, I don't know whether to call it secret or not. It's not, it's the truth. This is my life right now, this is truth. So what happened to me years ago, yeah, was basically, I was never into spirituality ever. Okay. Never into, you know, looking at who we are beyond our physical nature, the mind, the body, the spirit. I mean, the mind, the body, the emotions, the thoughts, etc. I don't think I was really into that. To be honest, I lived a bit of a general lifestyle. kind of. You know, obviously, taking care not to diss myself or that self. Who is the self? What self? How can I defend an old part of what Jiten used to be from this new level raised, quote-unquote, consciousness that he has acquired or found or realized now? Yes. Welcome. We're getting deep, straight. It's Saturday afternoon. It's, right now, it's 4:26 p.m. and it is the 24th. Wow, this year has gone fast. 23rd of February, 2019. This year has already gone so quick. Do you know what I'm saying? Can I get an amen? Yeah. So, where was I? So yeah, basically, I was never really into any of that stuff, to be honest, you know? I mean, I was always an informally smart, intelligent kid. Well, at least my brother always used to tell me that. I don't know if they say the same anymore now, but I know you believe me, bro. Believe in me, should I say. Yeah, even though it might not appear like that from time to time. Anyway, let's get the family semantics out of the way. Well, it's true anyway, in some way. But this is not for now. For now is, because I wasn't into any of that stuff, and then one night it just happened, and the next day I was. Mind you, I had been looking into meditation, yoga, and all that sort of stuff, and like reading The Power of Now, or was that afterwards, and, you know, really getting into personal development, and, like, I heard about Tony Robbins, and I bought his book, and Awaken the Giant Within, and subsequently been on, you know, a few of his programs, and been doing some coaching and crewing and volunteering for Anthony Robbins' organization, UPW, it's called in London, well, around the world, really, but the one in London is one I have been involved with, Unleash the Power Within. So what I'm saying is I started to get into this whole personal development, well-being, you know, mindful, well, not mindful, that sort of came later. And it's actually got really popular now, hasn't it? Like yoga and all those things and veganism and all that. Vegan. So, yeah, and I was watching a lot of, like, spiritual stuff on TV, I guess, you know. But again, that sort of, like, came around later after this moment I'm talking about. But prior to that, yes, I was never really into spirituality, and what happened one night was, yeah, it came into me, let's say, right? And then everything changed, because again, prior to that, I was into music, being a rapper, a poet, you know, an MC, you know, a lot of things. And so basically, it's funny how your life just changes from just being so involved into one thing and then getting into something totally topsy-turvy, flip side 360, mate, or 180, whichever it is. Well, yeah, 360, because I came back into myself. My higher self, my capital S self, you know, as they say. How your life sort of dramatically changes from what you're doing day to day, how you're living, how you're breathing, what you're thinking, what the thoughts are thinking, all those sorts of things. And I guess I'm saying that because I was just inspired a little bit now with a little rap music that came on the radio, BBC Six Music, with Roots Maneuver on it. And I was actually tuning in for the Giles Peterson show last week, but he wasn't there. He's been covered by somebody else. And the last song of the show before that was that Roots song. Anyway, so there you go. My life has changed, I guess, so much dramatically. And it's like I fell out of touch with the way I was checking gal, looking at them, chirpsing. And if you don't know what all these things mean, look it up. I'm sure it's on Urban Dictionary somewhere online, urbandictionary.com, I think it is. Yeah, but you can work it out. But yeah, anyway, what I'm saying is, like, even just what I used to eat, chicken, fried chicken all the time, burning weed, like drinking here and there, whatever, like having massive addictions to certain things, and like my love of hip hop music, which still hasn't changed, but like poetry, performing, rapping, MCing was a big one as well. So it's like what I'm saying now is those. Okay, once that time, those things sort of just dramatically fell away. And what I'm saying now is, like, they're still kind of there, but not as strong as they used to be. And there really needs to be some big motivation, big inspiration for me to really actively do these things. Man, spirit, spirituality, and all that sort of stuff, it can mess up your human life in some way because it's of the spirit. And when I say mess up, it doesn't mean negatively. It just means, like, throw things into, I was going to say turmoil, but just everything's not the usual anymore. It's unusual, totally unusual. It throws them into, like, yeah, you can say maybe disarray or upside down or whatever, but it's all kind of there. It's like, okay, you have yourself, which is all who you think you are. Okay, Jiten, he's this, he's that, you know. He's 20s, he's a poet, he's a job seeker, he's a weed addict, whatever it is, you know, he's a gallus, whatever it is, right? And then all of a sudden, you're not those things anymore. And then, like, then those things are smashed. So that picture of yourself is now smashed into a million bitty pieces, and you're not that. I'm not that. Then I came into then who I was, or started having all these downloads all the time, spiritually, you know, energetically. So yeah, I just really wanted to make a comment on that, how it makes such a big difference, because then your world changes, your life changes, people change around you, how people relate to you, how you don't relate to you anymore, how you stop relating to them massively. I keep on talking in third person, but I'm talking about me, of course. But I know there's a lot of people that can relate to this in my sort of scene and in the world as well, you know, awakening, woke consciousness, etc. So there's that. I got to go and get ready now, but that's my 5, which is now 10, shiny time. Thanks for listening. This is Jiten Patel here. Yeah, I wonder how it is for you and how it has been. That's not what I meant to say. What I really meant to say was, there's so much more that I can say. Well, I do wonder, kind of, in the back of my mind, as in, like, if this was a popular enough podcast, it would be like, great, get your messages in, let me know, da da da. But as I'm really only talking to myself and maybe, I don't know, 26 listeners here and there, I get, at this time now, again, date stamp 2019, 23rd of Saturday, February 2019, 23rd of Saturday, yeah. It's the 23rd Saturday. No, it's not. It's February 23rd. I'm in London, and yeah, I can see a comedy show with Kimchi now. All right. Yeah, I'm going to try and make it 10. So, be here now.